Giants got their head coach in John Harbaugh, but now John Harbaugh needs to bring in that all-world staff that he promised them. He's already begun that process, though. John Harbaugh has begun to look into some of the options of coaches that he can bring onto his coaching staff. So he's got some defensive coordinators already. There's a short list that's been reported on that we're going to go ahead and discuss in this episode. The three candidates that have reportedly been linked to the New York Giants defensive coordinator job. But also, as an update, John Harbaugh is spending today and the next several days interviewing some of the New York Giants in-house coaches to see if he will retain any of them on his upcoming coaching staff. And spoiler alert, he will. Some of these coaches are good, even though the Giants were really bad this past season and we all cried for a clean house. There's a couple guys who are going to be holdovers, whether that's Carbon Brasillo, Andre Patterson, or whoever. John Harbaugh is going to want to maintain some semblance of continuity at some of these key positions. So he's going to interview these guys, including Charlie Bullen, the linebackers coach slash interim defensive coordinator that honestly turned a lot of Giants fans into his fan through the strong play of the defense down the final stretch of the season after Shane Bowen was fired. Charlie Bullen could be retained in some capacity, as could Carmen Brasillo, the offensive line coach that architected this offensive line that went from basically worst to top 10 this past season. Harbaugh's got a lot of work to do, and he's got a lot of coaches to interview. But outside of the Giants building, he's got three defensive coordinators that he is already interested in interviewing, and we're going to go ahead and dive into those three guys. Number one being Anthony Weaver, defensive coordinator of the Miami Dolphins. And before we dive into Anthony Weaver, let me just say, this is Fireside Giants. I'm your host, Anthony Rivardo. I forgot to say my name to start this episode, so let's go ahead and dive into the other Anthony. Anthony Weaver, defensive coordinator of the Miami Dolphins over the last couple of seasons. But prior to his time with the Miami Dolphins, where was Anthony Weaver? He was with the Baltimore Ravens. What was his role with the Baltimore Ravens? Defensive line coach and assistant head coach. Yes, that's right. He was the right-hand man of John Harbaugh. That's why he is the obvious choice here, in my opinion, of these three guys. And if you did tune in a couple of weeks ago when I discussed my dream John Harbaugh-led coaching staff, it featured Anthony Weaver as the defensive coordinator. I think he is a very good DC. Now, this past season with Miami, there were certainly some struggles, and it wasn't perfect by any means, especially in the beginning of the season. But he really rallied the troops there and stabilized it towards the second half of the year. They got off to a very slow start, were getting beaten up a lot, giving up a ton of points early on in the season. But towards the second half of the year, that unit at the very least was average and at times played well above average. And the season prior, 2024, well, that was the best run defense in football, arguably. At least one of the best run defenses in football was the Miami Dolphins with Anthony Weaver. In 2024, the Dolphins were the only team in the league that did not allow a single 100-yard rusher. Pretty impressive stuff. That was a feat that he helped them achieve a few seasons prior when Mike McDonald was the DC for the Ravens and he was the defensive line coach. The guy knows the trenches, he knows the defensive line particularly well, and he also knows how to scheme against the run. Meanwhile, the New York Giants in 2025 ranked 31st in run defense. In fact, I'm pretty sure the stat held throughout the season, their yards per carry allowed is top five worst of all time in NFL history. So they really need a guy who knows how to scheme to stop the run, Anthony Weaver being that guy. So like I said, he had some history already with John Harbaugh as his assistant head coach. He's a guy that he's very familiar with. They have a great working relationship. But is Anthony Weaver the perfect choice? There is never a perfect choice. Why is he not the perfect coach? Well, number one, he might not even be an option for the Giants. Anthony Weaver is getting head coaching interview looks, and he's going to continue to get some as this process unfolds over the next couple of weeks. So if the Giants want to get a DC in ASAP, Anthony Weaver is probably not their guy because he's going to go interview for a couple of other jobs in the meantime. And he could potentially be retained by the Miami Dolphins as they just hired Jeff Hafley. Yeah, he's a defensive-minded head coach, but maybe he wants to pair up his mind with another great DC in, of course, Anthony Weaver. So also with Anthony Weaver, like I said, top five unit against the run in 2024. They were pretty good in 2025 as well. But also, I think that one thing that's really important to note for him is that he was the coach on the defensive line, Anthony Weaver, when Nnamdi Matabuki, I know I butchered his name, but Nnamdi Matabuki. Is it Matabuki or Matabuki? You guys correct me down below in the comment section. But he's that interior defensive lineman for the Ravens. He had 13 sacks when Anthony Weaver got his hands on him and really started to bring him under his wing and coach him as their defensive line coach. So I like his ability as a leader. He's been a defensive coach and defensive coordinator several times in his career, most recently with the Miami Dolphins. But years prior, he served in that role with other NFL franchises. And he's had the number one ranked defense or been involved in some capacity with the number one ranked defense against the run multiple times in his career. I believe he was the DC years ago with the Texans when they had the number one run defense, or maybe it was the Cardinals. I know he was a DC at both of those places, but he's had a really long history of stopping the run, and that's something that the Giants need. So Anthony Weaver, among the hottest defensive coordinator names on the market right now, even in the head coaching circuit, he's getting some looks. But because John Harbaugh and him are very close, and because he was the assistant head coach under John Harbaugh, I do feel like the New York Giants have the inside track to recruit Anthony Weaver onto their coaching staff. And if you're Dexter Lawrence, if you're Abdul Carter, if you're Brian Burns, you're going to say, praise be, hallelujah, because Anthony Weaver is going to get quite a bit out of you, and he's going to make you a better run defender. So that's something that the New York Giants are obviously valuing here as they look at potential defensive coordinator options. So Anthony Weaver, guys, let me know what you think about him down below. He's my favorite DC pick for the Giants right now. Love his familiarity with Harbaugh. Love his career history. Love the fact that he's schemed together some really good run defenses over the last couple of seasons. But, you know, this past season against the with the Miami Dolphins, they did have a really slow start. He did rebound and he did kind of rally things here, but you know, that could give you some pause. And final note on him, just to give you guys some clarity, he runs a 3-4 defensive scheme with the Miami Dolphins, and he also is familiar with that because that's what he learned during his time with the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens traditionally have always run a 3-4 defense. I know that there are some Giants fans that have said, hey, get out of the 3-4, move back to the 4-3. Not very likely. The Giants are probably going to lean more on the 3-4 moving forward because that's what's traditionally been run all those years during Harbaugh's reign with the Baltimore Ravens. And Anthony Weaver's no different. He would bring over that 3-4 defensive scheme, attack scheme, very aggressive defensive scheme with Anthony Weaver as well. So the next guy on the list, I just discussed him a couple of episodes ago. I believe that was yesterday morning before the John Harbaugh press conference. This is Durante Jones, the defensive passing game coordinator and defensive backs coach for the Minnesota Vikings. So he's never been an NFL defensive coordinator before. He's a very inexperienced option. He did play DC or serve as a DC for one season with LSU. In that season, well, he did coach Derek Stingley, and Derek Stingley went on to be the number 3 overall pick in the NFL draft that following up that season in that NFL draft. So he's definitely always had a gravitation towards DBs. Now, I don't know if he would be able to coach the entirety of a defense. He hasn't really done that other than that one season at LSU. To clarify, he was let go after that one season. They weren't entirely happy with the results. But since then, he's been working with the Minnesota Vikings as their DBs coach and their defensive passing game coordinator. And he's had a wild amount of success in those two roles. I mean, you're talking about guys like Byron Murphy Jr. going from draft bust to being paid as one of the top cornerbacks in the NFL. He's got some guys in that secondary that he's turned into literal ball hawks. What's his name? Byron Murphy Jr. being one of them. That guy gets his hands on the football. He gets a lot of interceptions. So I think that one calling card of Durante Jones is aggression out of the DBs. And that's one thing that I think the New York Giants severely lacked over the last several seasons, or the last couple of seasons, rather, with Shane Bowen. I thought the DBs were consistently lost. They had their heads turned around. They weren't aggressive enough playing the ball. And as a result, they let up a lot of contested grabs. I don't foresee that being an issue at all if Durante Jones ends up getting this job. The Giants, like I said, have already requested to interview Durante Jones, but they're not the only team. The New York Jets have had him in for an in-person interview already, as have the Dallas Cowboys. Now, that's important to note because the Cowboys, that's the number one player or number one guy on their board right now is Durante Jones. He is their favorite defensive coordinator option, the leader in the clubhouse, so to speak. So if the Giants want to interview Durante Jones, I think it's good practice whether they hire him or not. Because if he gets hired by Dallas, now you've got some special insight into him after coaching him. And that's something that you obviously want to be familiar with is your divisional rivals, coordinators, and coaches. So Durante Jones being brought in for an interview at the very least gives them potentially an inside track into what the Dallas Cowboys are thinking for their season, or for their defense in the 2026 season. But more info on Durante Jones. Like I said, he is coaching for the Minnesota Vikings right now. He's been described as Brian Flores' right-hand man, helping him kind of put together this attack scheme that Brian Flores deploys. We all know Brian Flores. He's probably the best defensive coordinator in football right now. He's an elite defensive mastermind. And one of the things that he's so good at is disguising coverages. But I did some digging and I did some reading on Durante Jones. And apparently, Brian Flores, a lot of his disguised coverages, they come from Durante Jones. He's really good at disguising these coverages and throwing these complex looks out there to, of course, confuse and disrupt these opposing quarterbacks and offenses. So I really like that about Durante Jones, in addition to the fact that he's worked under some really good defensive minds before. Not just Brian Flores as his right-hand man here with the Minnesota Vikings, but also in a previous stint with the Vikings. He was with them, he left, he came back. In that previous stint, he worked with Mike Zimmer. Mike Zimmer, another one of the best defensive minds in the NFL. Mike Zimmer has always ran really good, aggressive 3-4 defenses, and now you could see that potentially translate. Okay, of course, he brought that to LSU, then he comes back to Minnesota working with Flores. But how about going even further back, not just Mike Zimmer, not just Brian Flores, Vance Joseph. Durante Jones cites Vance Joseph as one of his key mentors in his NFL coaching career. So that is three of the best defensive coordinators that you could possibly work with in your career. But nevertheless, he is still unproven. Just because he's worked with really good coaches doesn't mean that he's going to be a great defensive play caller himself. Like I said, he's only got one season calling defensive plays, and that was with LSU. LSU doesn't play in the NFL, last time I checked. So that lack of experience is certainly going to be something that's held against Durante Jones in his interviews and throughout the process, but nevertheless, I do think he's somewhat of a rising star in the coaching ranks. I think that he could have some success as a defensive coordinator, whether it's with the Giants or another team over the next couple of years, and then probably position himself to jump up to head coach. I think he's considered one of those top rising star coordinators potentially in the NFL right now. So love what he could bring to the table. Think he's got a really high ceiling coming from that Flores, Brian Flores kind of defensive tree, Mike Zimmer and Vance Joseph. A lot of potential there, but again, he's really worked more as a back-end coach with a lot of defensive backs. He has not worked in the trenches, and he has not called an NFL defense. So definitely some red flags to be aware of with Durante Jones. Now moving on to the third guy that John Harbaugh is reportedly interested in. He's expected to put in a request to interview Zach Orr, the defensive coordinator, of course, of the Baltimore Ravens, who he just worked with over the last two seasons before being fired. Now, this one does concern me a little bit. Listen, whoever John Harbaugh hires, I'm going to be happy with, because John Harbaugh is making the hire, and I'm just happy that John Harbaugh is my head coach, and I'm going to trust that he's doing the right job, because that's why the Giants hired him, and he's stepping in with a level of pedigree and a resume that I haven't seen from a New York Giants head coach before. So let's get all that out of the way. John Harbaugh, if he hires Zach Orr, I'm not going to be up in arms and throwing a tantrum about it. It's just not going to be my favorite pick. Zach Orr has not done a great job, in my opinion, over the last two seasons with the Baltimore Ravens. And in fact, John Harbaugh's resistance to moving on from Zach Orr and some of these other assistant coaches with the Baltimore Ravens, that's one of the reasons that he was let go by the Baltimore Ravens. They felt that change was needed at the DC position, even arguably the OC position with Todd Monken. Now, you guys know I do like Todd Monken. He's probably going to be the Giants OC, and I'm totally happy about that. But if Zach Orr ends up following John Harbaugh as well, I probably won't be super happy about that choice. Again, not going to complain too much, just going to be happy with John Harbaugh and trust that he's making the right hire. And I'll then hope that 2025 was just a fluke, a bad season for Zach Orr. But this past season, that Baltimore Ravens defense was not good, especially against the pass. Their pass defense was kind of Swiss cheese, holes all over the place throughout the majority of this past season. Now, there have been some really impressive moments under Zach Orr. The Baltimore Ravens had the number one rush defense under Mike Macdonald. After Mike Macdonald left, well, the Baltimore Ravens still had the number one rush defense in 2024 with Zach Orr running that show. But even still, I mean, 2025, that kind of fell apart. The pass defense kind of fell apart. So once he was in that sophomore season and really taking the reins on his own as a defensive coordinator, I saw a lot of flaws with that Baltimore Ravens defense and with Zach Orr's leadership of it. So definitely a big question mark there. Was it just a sophomore slump, or could he bounce back in a new environment with the New York Giants? Maybe he possibly could, But I don't know if that's a risk that I would be willing to take personally if I'm John Harbaugh trying to rebuild the New York Giants program. I would probably want somebody a little bit more established. It actually even got so bad this past season for Zach Orr and the Baltimore Ravens defense that the Ravens brought in veteran consultants, Chuck Pagano, I'm sure you guys all know him, Dean Pease, you guys have probably heard of him as well. They were brought in to act as consultants for that defense to try and get it back on track. And get it back on track in some cases they did, but not nearly enough as we saw towards the end of the year. Just not enough juice from that Ravens defense, not enough talent being displayed by Zach Orr's unit, and ultimately they end up missing the playoffs. And hey, it's an absolute blessing because now John Harbaugh is the head coach of the New York Giants, so we could be really happy about that. But again, Zach Orr, a candidate that does concern me. This to me feels like a fallback option. If the Giants can't land Anthony Weaver, then they probably go ahead and interview some guys like Zach Orr or, you know, Durante Jones. But I think that the leader in the Giants clubhouse is probably Anthony Weaver. He's probably the number one target that they're looking at. But nevertheless, if they don't end up with him, here are two other names that the Giants might consider. Now, I said I was only going to talk about three guys. I'm actually going to bring up a fourth option here. I haven't seen the Giants officially put in an interview request for this guy, which is why I was going to initially leave him on the list. But I'm a little underneath my time, so I guess I'll add some time to the end of this episode by talking about Jim Leonard, defensive passing game coordinator for the Denver Broncos. Baltimore Colts, Denver Broncos, Baltimore Ravens, who you name it, whatever. Denver Broncos, defensive passing game coordinator, secondary coach. Jim Leonard has a very interesting track record that's super attractive. He has done tremendous things with that Denver Broncos defense. Pat Surtain being his number one calling card. He did great things with Justin Simmons. That Broncos pass defense is tough. Really tough for opposing quarterbacks to go up against, unless you're named Jackson Dart, of course, and then you're going to find gaping holes in the defense and start slinging into tight windows as well. So shout out to Jackson Dart. He's a beast. But we all know Pat Surtain. He was a defensive player of the year in 2024, and that defense is so good that, hey, Broncos are playing on Sunday. They're one of only four teams playing. That really is in large part due to that defense. Forced turnovers against Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills this past weekend. That secondary is really freaking good. They play with their hair on fire. They jump towards the football. They make interceptions. They force takeaways. That's something that the Giants need. So that Broncos defense from a pass coverage standpoint is, of course, elite. It's the best pass coverage in the NFL, and Jim Leonard has a large part to play in that. But he's not the actual defensive coordinator of the Denver Broncos. That's Vance Joseph, one of the best DCs in football, one of the best defensive-minded coaches just in general who could potentially be a head coach again. So Vance Joseph gets the majority of the credit there with the Denver Broncos. But I will say this, Jim Leonard, prior to him being the defensive passing game coordinator for the Broncos and working collaboratively and in such a close fashion with Vance Joseph, he was a defensive coordinator over at Wisconsin for a couple seasons, and their defense was super good, and they played like they wanted to kill people on the football field. And that's something that I've been begging for the New York Giants defense. Whoever they hire as their next DC, make sure he brings toughness. Make sure he instills a standard where these Giants defensive players are going to run to the football and hit some people. Not be scared, not tackle lackadaisically, not fail to finish a play. I want play finishers. I want hitters. I want guys like that playing in this Jim Harbaugh defense. John Harbaugh defense. And John Harbaugh did say at his press conference yesterday, that's what he's looking for. If you don't love football, if you don't play through the whistle, if you don't show that effort, you're not going to be on this football team. That was music to my freaking ears. So thank you to John Harbaugh for that. And additionally, I think that Jim Leonard would be a perfect fit for John Harbaugh and what he's looking for defensively. Great pass coverage and just hitters, right? That's what he would ultimately bring to this defense. So that's why I think Jim Leonard should be on this list. He's technically not on this list because, again, like I said, the only three names that I've seen officially reported as guys that the Giants are interested in are Anthony Weaver, Zach Orr, and Durante Jones. But I do expect Jim Leonard to get added to that list if the Broncos get eliminated from the playoffs on Sunday, if they don't end up going to the Super Bowl, or even if they do, there's that bye week in between where those guys could potentially interview for jobs. And that would technically be a promotion for Jim Leonard, as he would go from defensive passing game coordinator to defensive coordinator for the New York Giants. So again, I think he should be added to the list, but those are the names that are currently on the list. plus Jim Leonard. Guys, let me know who your favorite pick for defensive coordinator is down below. More breakdowns coming soon. Offensive coordinator picks also, we're going to go over them. We already did a breakdown on Todd Monken, so go check that out if you haven't seen it already. But we're going to talk about some other OC picks that the Giants might throw into the mix. There is a Rooney Rule here for the coordinator positions, so the Giants can't just outright go ahead and hire Todd Monken. They are going to have to do at least two interviews before they can hire Todd Monken, so we'll talk about those guys as well when those requests come in. But so far, the only coordinator request that the Giants have made so far is Durante Jones. So there's a breakdown on him. Plus, Anthony Weaver, expect that request to come in very soon. And also, like I said, Jim Leonard and Zach Orr, those are other guys that we've heard potentially connected to the New York Giants defensive coordinator job. Guys, let me know your thoughts down below. Leave a like if you enjoyed. Subscribe if you're new. Ring the bell so you don't miss an episode. Comment your thoughts down below in the comment section. If you listen to Apple or Spotify, leave us a 5-star review. Go ahead and follow us on all of our social media channels at Fireside Giants. Without further ado, I'll catch you on the next one. Have a good one, and let's go New York Giants. Perfect.